Asian stocks tested 13-month lows on Friday, as fears about the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, inflation concerns and hawkish pivots by the world and number 39, major central banks knocked investor confidence. And NBSP. MSCI and number 39, broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan shed 0.7% on Friday to be down 2.28% on the week, and only just above the year low set last week. And NBSP. Chinese blue chips shed 1.35% and were heading for their worst week in 3 months, while an index of Hong Kong-listed tech firms hit a record low, not helped by news Washington put investment and export restrictions on dozens of Chinese companies. And NBSP. But weakness in stocks went beyond names in Greater China, Japan and number 39, Nikkei shed 1.8% reversing the previous day and number 39, gains, and looked set to continue into European and US trade. And NBSP. Pan-region Euro stocks 50 futures lost 0.96%, FTSE futures were down 0.45%, and Nasdaq futures shed 0.25%, suggesting the benchmark may extend Thursday and number 39's heavy losses. And NBSP. And quat, market volatility should be going up now as tapering is on, and we will probably see more volatility in US markets from now on, which will bring bigger moves to Asian markets too, and quat, said Edison Pun, senior market analyst at Saxa Markets in Hong Kong. And NBSP. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve announced it would accelerate tapering of its emergency bond buying program and prepare to raise interest rates more quickly next year as the economy nears full employment and inflation surges. And NBSP. And quat, it and number 39, it's amazing how much the Fed has moved. 3 months ago about half the committee did not expect any rate hikes until 2023, and now we are looking at a median projection of 3 rate hikes next year, and quat, said Fukien Yap, senior investment strategist at Standard Chartered Bank. And NBSP. And quat, next year will be about the tussle between inflation and growth, but we are constructive and think that inflation will fade by the first half of next year and rate hikes can proceed at a more moderate pace and not derail equities. And quat semicolon and NBSP. US yields slip and NBSP. In a further sign of the cautious mood, the yield on benchmark 10-year US Treasury notes slipped to as low as at 1.412%, matching a near 2-week low, while the 2-year yield was steady at 0.62550%, having rolled off its recent highs. And NBSP. And quat, ordinarily, in the wake of a more hawkish Federal Open Market Committee outcome, yields would be expected to rise in anticipation of the Fed tightening cycle, and quat, said analysts at Westpac in a morning note. And NBSP. And quat, however, there are competing dynamics at present, with ongoing inflation fears sparking the Fed and SQO's tougher rhetoric being offset by fears that economic growth will be derailed by Omicron in the near term, and quat, they said. And NBSP. The Fed was not the only central bank to turn hawkish. And NBSP. The pound held earlier gains made after the Bank of England on Thursday surprised markets by becoming the first G7 central bank to raise interest rates. And NBSP. Even the Bank of Japan on Friday dialed back some emergency pandemic funding on Friday but maintained ultra-loose policy and extended financial relief for small firms, cementing expectations it will remain among the most dovish central banks for the foreseeable future. And NBSP. The dollar index was trading at 95.879, off nearly 1% since Wednesday and number 39's high immediately after the Fed and number 39's announcement. And NBSP. Oil prices fell with Brent crude down 0.83% to $74.40 a barrel and US crude losing 1% to $71.64 a barrel. And NBSP. Spot gold rallied, moving past a symbolic $1,800 level to trade 0.35% higher at $1,805 an ounce.